Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience Is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, my Resilience family? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing well. You know what's up? Come on in, come on in, come on in the room. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead and drop your bags, drop your purse, whatever that you got going on. And go ahead and grab you something to drink. Yes. Go ahead and get you a little snack. Come on, get your drink and get your favorite snack. Right? And come on in our special room, have a sit down, prop your feet up, get comfortable. Now take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. What's up, my beautiful Resilience family? How you all doing? I hope everyone is doing good. I missed you guys. I hope you had a great week and a weekend, all those great things. Now you're just chillaxing at the moment, and that's what you need to do. Hey, thank you so much, everyone, for being a blessing to me and continue to support my podcast. I truly do appreciate you so, so very much. And to all of my beautiful people who are listening to the sound of my voice on the other side of the world. What's up? What's going on, my beautiful people? How you doing? I hope you are doing well. I hope you are accomplishing your dreams. I hope you are just taking it in stride and just loving life to the fullest, as you should be doing, right? So we're going to continue on with our summer series here. Remember, I had told you a couple of weeks ago that I was going to start a new thing, and I started it, right? And last week, I started the first phase of it. And I hope that, you had enjoyed it very, very much. I've been receiving some feedback and people are enjoying every minute of it. I'm glad. You know, when I ended that episode, it's a process to definitely upload and all that stuff or whatever. And I was having a little faux pas on my end, a technical faux pas. And, I was like really kind of nervous because I was like, oh my gosh. Because the audio was being downloaded to the previous episode of me introducing the new series. So it added to that. And so it made it, versus like 40 some minutes for the very first series, episode introducing the new series to like over an hour plus. And I was like, oh no, 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 no. Because ain't nobody going to be sitting there for no hour. Now, if you do, that's all good. But ain't nobody got time for that, right? So, you know, I was freaking out back here. I was like, ah! And I was like, oh, my God, now what to do, what to do, what to do. Now, I don't know if it's because I had said I have a series and it's just automatically just is compiling, you know, my episodes into that one one episode. I don't know, you know, because I'm really not into, I don't know all of this stuff behind the scenes things. That's why I wish I had an editor or somebody behind the scenes that could work this thing for me. But I fixed it. At the end of the day, I did fix it. And I was trying to change the topic and everything. So again, I'm just letting you guys know. So when I'm done with this portion of this episode here, hopefully it will just go directly through and not be added to the previous episodes that I have already recorded. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. So, I did fix it last week. And I'm hoping, cause I see the numbers of, of how many time it has been played and it is low. So I don't know if people are kind of confused because, yeah, I did post it out because every time when I have a new episode, I'll always forward it out to my platform so that people know I have a new episode, all those great things. And so I don't know if people saw that and they probably got confused and say, well, that's the same title than Will's last week. And I'm like, I know I was trying to fix it, but it kept, you know, defaulting back to that title. And I had tried to put the new title. And it seemed like it worked, but then it just defaulted right back to the, that's like, oh God. So I don't know. I'm just bringing that out now. So if you didn't hear last week, I'm telling you now to go back to listen to it. Oh, don't even look at the title of it. Even though that was 2 weeks ago, it just go ahead and listen to that, to that episode of last week. So you got, you have last week and you got this episode. Now this episode is called Drop the Load. Okay. This is a continuation of Summertime Love, Self-Love Intended series. And I've told you that I was going to be coming on every week with a new episode and compiling, different components to this series about self-love. And so this is the second week. And again, it's called Drop the Load. And y'all, again, you know, I thank you for still being there and being patient with me and helping and supporting me. Yeah, you helping me a lot by supporting my podcast. And that's just so humbling. I never will forget you guys for that. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. Okay, so yeah, this is our summer series. It's all about self-loving. It's all about taking care of you, not just your physical being, but your internal being, your soul, your heart, your mind, you know. And we need to get that right, ladies. We need to get that right. Wow. While we're on a summer break, while we are chillaxing and all those great things, which is important to do. So that's part of the self-care. You know, you are relaxing, right? But while you are doing that, this is the time to really start to pull out some things that you did not give the attention to, that you have been avoiding, that you have been shoving in the back of your mind. You know how you just shove things in the back of a closet or under the bed or whatever because you just don't really want to deal with it right now because it's overwhelming. This is the time to go ahead and face up to it. This is the time to face the load. This is the time to break it down and separate it and really deal with it one at a time. So yeah, drop the load, ladies. What load are you carrying right now? What load are you carrying? What has been a hindrance to your life, to your health, to your well-being, you know, to your thinking capacity? What has been, you know, the weight that, you know, that you've been dragging for such a long time? We have been compiling, you know, life issues on top of life issues for a good while. And yet we expect a suddenly a miracle moment to take place to just wash away, you know, the loads of our life. And unfortunately, that just doesn't work that way. We have to take initiative and be responsible and own up to those piles of loads that some of us have created ourselves. And some that was just delivered to us that was unannounced, that was unexpected, right? And we just didn't know how to fight it. We didn't know how to deal with it. We didn't know how to, you know, to resolve it. So we just let it build up down through the years of living, and it has suppressed us. It has slowed us down. It has made us tired. It has made us weak. It has made us weary, and we don't even know the time of day for some of us because we have been overloaded with so much. Right? This is the time for you now to really take to really drop the load and start separating. How many of you have laundry? How many of you wash clothes? You know how that goes, especially if you have family of four or more and you have kids and you may have some teenagers. And you know, sometimes you've been training your kids about how to separate their clothes from the darks to the whites to the colors and all that other stuff or whatever. And, you know, and have them to wash it at a certain temperature and all those other things like that. And if you're fortunate to have one of those good top of the line washing machines, you know, it does pretty much everything for you. You just got to pour the detergent in and you're good to go, right? But even with that being said, you still got to train. You got to teach how to separate, you know, the load, because you just don't want to pour it all in one time because that's going to destroy or mess up the other clothings that you have in that washer machine, right? So it's the same thing with our lives. We go ahead and try to compile, or we just throw all of our issues and our problems at one time, you know, on somebody else and expect them to go ahead and clean it up for us. No, you know, that's not cool, right? Or that has happened to you. There's somebody in your life that just came with a big old load or a big basket full of their issues and problems and drama, and they just poured on your lap, on your heart, and say, okay, I want you to fix it for me because you helped me through before. I know you can do it again. But not even they're taking a consideration about your own personal load. that you have to compile, that you have to break down, that you have to separate. And so you go ahead and, you know, omit that. You go ahead and just put that to the side and start focusing on their issues. And here they go parading around down the street, having their own party and everything, living life like it's golden, you know, and yet you suffering. You're dealing with their issues. You're trying to hunt them down to deal with the legal issues that they messed up, that they caused. But yet they're looking at you to be the savior instead of looking up to, above the hills, which come in their help to be, you know, to be the savior, to be the one to help them through the issues. And now you got not your load, but you got your siblings' load, or you got your family's load. You got your parents' load, right, on top of your load. And see how that stuff just compiles. And just like in the laundry room, you take out that load and you dump it on top of another load and it's a hot mess, right? And you just expect, you just hope that it can actually fix itself. How many times we've been looking at the load of laundry? We just stare at it and like, if I had that telepathic, what is it? Is it a telepathic memory? What is it? No, that's not it. If I had that kind of, what is that? How, I can't even think of it. Oh, Lord. Well, anyway, you know, you wish you just had in your mind that you could be able to just fold itself. You know, the clothes could fold itself. But ain't doing nothing. It's still looking at you like, oh, you going to take care of the business? Right? At some point, you're just going to have to figure it out. At some point, you're just going to have to go ahead and tough it out and just go ahead and pull that stuff out. Separate the whites from the darks, or separate the socks from the towels and this, that, or whatever, and start compiling it, folding it, and putting it away right. You know what I'm saying? But again, sometimes we don't even want to do that because we're already feeling the weight. We're feeling the pressure, right? We're feeling the anxiety, right? It's slowing us down. It's slowing our mental capacity down because we are feeling the weight of this load, additional load that's compiling on top of so much that you haven't even had the opportunity to deal with or talk to God about. You just going with the flow. It's like, okay, what the heck? I'm used to this. Let me just go ahead and deal with it. You shouldn't be used to it. You know, because you don't understand how this is corroding you from the inside out. You don't understand how this weight of this world, the weight of other people's problems is shortchanging your life, your lifespan, how it's already aging you faster, right? You want to age gracefully, but baby, you keep on opening the door and leave that door wide open for people to come in and just dump their load on your back porch. Baby child, you're going to be, by the time you get 50, you're going to look 70. By the time you get 70, you're going to look 90. You know, I mean, it ages you from the inside out. It really does, because you are stressed. You are tired. You are weak. You know, because you haven't really taken care of yourself physically. You haven't, you know, you haven't really took the time out for you. Right? And you screaming silently because you begging somebody to help you. You giving hints. And some of you very verbal. You like, look, dang nabbit. And y'all, some of y'all ain't saying dang nabbit. But you know what I mean? You know, I need help. Now, there may be somebody come in and help you for a bit. And thank God for those who do. You know, but they're only there for a season because, you know, they got things going on in their lives too. And they, you know, things happen and it pulls them away. But thank God for those who are there to assess, to help you and all of that. But you know what? Well, that's a temporary help right there. The one whom you need to count on is God, because he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you when you were in trouble. I will never leave you when you overwhelm. I will never leave you when you carry the multiple loads of things that you should not carry. I will never leave you when you fall astray. I will never leave you, right? I will never forsake you. I will never leave you stranded. I'm there 24/7, 300. I'm there for the beginning to the end. Will you trust me, right? Will you rely on me? Will you cast all your burdens, all your loads, all your cares to me? Why? Because I care for you. Not saying that your family or your relatives don't care for you, but they got other things going on in their lives too. They can only do but so much. But they have a life that they have to deal with. They have their loads to deal with as well, right? And God is saying, I will help you. I will give you the peace that you need in the midst of all that you're going through. I will be your problem solver if you just bring your problems to me, right? Because we take it upon ourselves trying to fix the problem, and know dang on well we don't even know the whole solution. We don't know what to do. you know? And we want to just get rid of it. But when we do that, we do it out of frustration. We do it out of impatience. And we make matters worse when we do that. So instead, and some of you right now, you are living, off of that now. You're living off of that. And you regret of making that impulse move. So now you're dealing with, you're living in that consequences. And it doesn't feel good, right? It has cost you something. It has cost relationships. It costs you a lot of money, right? And now you're in a situation right now, you don't even know where to go, who to turn to. You don't even know how to afford it. And so now it's another load. You know, so there's multiple loads that you are carrying right now. Only you know those loads. I don't. I know I have my own. And I'm only going to deal with my own. As a matter of fact, I had told my two daughters, well, I didn't tell them directly, but I told them separately that, you know what, now that both of you are over the age of 18, I'm not carrying none of your loads no more. Whatever issues that you two got amongst each other when it comes to the car or whatever situation, because my oldest daughter's home now, and that's her car, and her younger sister been driving the car while she was away in college in California. So now that she's home, you know, now she got the car and everything, and my youngest one, of course, she's attached to the car. She's attached. She knew her sister coming home and all that stuff like that, whatever, but here it is, and I already told her from jump that I will be the one to provide transportation for her, meaning I would take her to work, if not my husband, but most of the time is mostly me. But I would take her to work. I would pick her up from work or whatever. And, you know, but she constantly liked to text in the family group chat about who's taking me to work, who's taking me to work, how I'm going to get to work. Girl, I already told you from jump. Stop texting that. You know what I'm saying? And I told her, I said, listen, both of y'all going to have to work out a way of how to compromise with that car. Okay? I am not carrying that load no more. You're both young adults. So now I had trained you since y'all were little girls how to work things out, communicating with one another, okay? And find a way to compromise this situation, because I'm not carrying that load. I'm not dealing with it anymore. And I mean that, okay? And so I leave that up to them. I'm like, well, that's not my problem. My youngest daughter was telling me, I said, baby, that's not my problem. That's between you and your sister. And I mean that. And I go about my business because I ain't got time for that. Right? And at some point, you have to go ahead and be bold and tell your sister or your brother or whomever, that ain't my problem. Okay? That's your problem. Y'all created it. Now you'll try to find a solution for it. Okay? If y'all don't want to create a major issue, y'all need to sit down together and find a and compromise. Okay, but do not include me in the conversation. I don't even want to be invited. You two work. Y'all grown now. Y'all gotta work this thing out. Ain't no difference working at a negotiation somewhere when you at your job or at the bank or wherever else. You're gonna sit down and have a conversation and try to find a solution or a resolution, right? To move forward in this thing. So it's the same thing for you. Whatever issues that you got going on, you better go ahead and put an end to it today. Okay? You need to go ahead and put an end to it today and say, it's not my problem. I'm not carrying that load. I got enough on my plate that I'm trying to ask God to take care of it right now. Because I don't want that on my chest. I don't want that on my life. You know? And yeah, we're human. You feel it every now and then, right? But that's why you still go to God in prayer and say, Lord, strengthen me. Continue to help me through this process. I know you got me because you've done it before. And I know you can do it again. You're doing it now. But help me not to get caught up in my feelings. Help me not to get caught up in my dilemma. Lord, but just give me peace right now that surpasses all understanding, as your word says, and help me to enjoy this day that you have created just for me, right? And I know God will do that. He is doing that, right? So you, my beloveds, you need to go ahead and make that initiative, that bold move, and connect to those individuals and say, listen, I love you deeply, always have, always will, that would never change, but I cannot carry your load of mistakes, your load of confusion, your load, your mess ups. I won't. 20 years ago was a different situation, but I can't. Even then, I shouldn't have done it then, but I did it anyway. But I see how it got me, and I see where it has put me. And I don't want to die soon. I don't want to be paralyzed, you know, internally. You know, my soul is being compromised because I don't know which way to go. Because not only am I trying to fix your load, but I'm trying to fix mine and then somebody else's and my kids and my spouse and my finances and my health. No. I'm done. I want to live a long, healthy, prosperous Zoe life. I really, really do. I want to live to be 104 years old. God delay his coming. I want to be like my great Aunt Weezer. She lived to be 104, if not 105 or somewhere in there. And she was just as cute and spunky as she as ever. Okay? And I want to live like that. Just be free and just enjoy life, man. Enjoy life. And not deal with all of that. I'm not going to let people go and put me in my grave like that. No. Okay? I'm not even going to deal with that. Okay? I'm not going to deal with the struggles of that or at all. There's just no way. There's no way. And you can't do that either. You can't do that either, right? Your life matters. Your life matters, right? Just like, you know, they say black lives matter. Everybody's lives matter. God loves all his children. He loves the just as well as the unjust, right? You are important to him. You are important to him. And you should feel the same way about yourself. I am important. That's not saying in a ego, arrogant way. You are important because God has poured some valuable blessings in your life that needs to be utilized to the world. And it's being compromised because you are carrying the weight of the world. You carrying the weight of other people's problems on top of your problems. That's not how you should live. That's not how you should do your life like that, man. Don't do that. Let go of that load, honey. Dump. You know, if any of you have went to college, right, and you remember living in a dorm where you had to share that laundry room with 20 some other girls, right, and you waiting patiently for that sister to come and get her load of stuff, and it's been sitting in that dryer for like a good hour. You get tired after a while. You did what you're supposed to do. You told the RA to make an announcement or whatever. Nobody showed up, so apparently the chick must not be around. So you go ahead and what? You gonna take that load, dump it on top of the lawn on the dryer or on the table somewhere, and you gonna put your load in because you need to get your stuff in check, right? And it's. Mistake may come back sucking her teeth, getting the attitude or whatever. Well, like, hey, baby, that's not my responsibility. I'm not gonna fold your stuff. That's on you. Don't get an attitude because somebody pulled your stuff and you are parading around. Not, you know, you're not being responsible. You doing your own thing and don't have a care for anybody else's time. Right? And that's what people do to you. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about your time. They just go ahead and pour all the load on you so they can go ahead and live their life, do what they've been doing, right? But they expect you to go ahead and fold up their stuff to handle the business. Their business that they caught, that they messed up, they dirty up, they wrinkled up, they fouled up. And they expect you to do the dirty work on top of your stuff. No, we can't have that no more. You can't do that no more. Drop the load, ladies. Just drop it. They come and pick it up. Listen, better be nice. I didn't dump it in the trash. How about that? Better be glad I just didn't dump it on the floor. Okay. I put it right here on top of this counter. Was clean, okay. I love you, but don't play with me now. You better be glad I didn't And then you better be glad to go and be real ugly and put it in the incinerator. How about that there? Okay. I'm just saying. Right? So you being sweet, you gonna look, I'm gonna take your load. Okay, and I'm gonna just put it right here on the counter. And you come and you pick it up. Or I'm gonna take your load, I'm gonna put it in a bag. Okay, I got this big old, you know, shopping bag, and I've been wanting to use it for a minute. Now it's gonna be a good use. I'm gonna put your load right in here and you come by and you pick it up. I'm not gonna sit and wait for you, but it better be gone by the time I come back here though. Okay, because if you don't come back and get it at a certain time, and don't come at a time when I'm resting. See, don't do that. Don't come at 2 o'clock in the morning now when I'm already resting, having a good sweet sleep, and you gonna come and disturb me. Oh, see, that's gonna be a problem right there. Because you do that to me, guess what? You ain't gonna have no load. Okay, don't do that. Don't be disrespectful like that. Right? Let them know that, hey, I love you, sis. I love you, bro. I love you, mom. I love you, auntie, whoever it is. Okay, but I am not taking that load no more. This is your problem. You started this. You created it. You designed it. You edited it. You whatever. You do what you got. This is your stuff. You handle it. I got to take care of mine. This is what self-love is all about, y'all. And I know it doesn't feel good to speak that truth because you don't want to hurt people's feelings. But honey, what are they doing to you? They don't care about your feelings. They overrule you. They talk over you when you're trying to explain. And you're like, yeah, I know, but you know what, sis, I understand, I get it, but I truly, truly know that because you've done this so many times before, and I just had to come back to you because I know you can handle it really quick for me, and I got so much going on in my life. I got to deal with the kids. I got to take so-so to church. I got to take da-da to church. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you looking at her or listening to her, you're like, well, what about me? I got kids too. You know, I got a sick parent too, or I got this, I got that. Hello? But they not caring about that. They just want you to take care of their dirty laundry. And expect you to fold it nice and neat. And they expect you to take care of every little morsel of that load. Don't leave nothing missing. Don't leave nothing undone. Take care of everything. Right? And then when you do finish it, and you let them know this already been handled, it's been resolved, or what have you. Oh my goodness gracious. They come back, oh girl, thank you. You're the best out, you know, you're the best sis, you're the best cousin, you're the best sister ever. You are the bomb.com and this, that, whatever, right? You know, and they give you a hug, kiss, whatever, and it's like, oh girl, I gotta go. I got things to do, girl. My man's taking me out to dinner. Well, I got to do. I love you, cuz. I love you, sis. I love you, hon. Thank you so much. You don't get nothing out of it. Isn't that something? You are bleeding to death. And they are overlooking the loss of the blood that's pouring out of you. And I'm not saying in literal terms, but you know what I mean? You are draining. And they are overlooking that, you know, how you are looking, how you are feeling. And you may put a smile, but it's a weak smile. You may wave, but it's a heavy wave. It's so tiring. You're about to collapse. You're trying to figure out what day it is. Because you've been up half the night trying to fix this situation for her or for them. And you have overlooked your situation that needs your undivided attention. But you try to tackle both at the same time. Kill two birds with one stone. But there's still a bird still flying around because you didn't get those two birds. Right? And it's just too much. It's too much. All I'm saying is, beloved, it is time for you to really eliminate the things that doesn't have your name on it. Right? You did not register for it. Right? You didn't even start it. It's not for you to handle. And you got to just let that go. Yeah, you're going to hurt people's feelings, but now you got to start thinking about your feelings. You got to start thinking about your heart. That's a load in itself. You are walking as broken glass, and that needs to be handled immediately. And you cannot be of service to anyone until God mends you, until he mends your broken heart. So yes, drop the loads, move forward, start fresh, start new, take that deep breath in, and allow God to take care and handle your loads. It's one thing to go ahead and drop the loads of other people's stuff, but it's another you just go ahead and totally ignore yours. You need to ask God to take care of your loads. When you drop other people's loads, now you need to drop your load in God's care. So he can start, you know, he could continue to care for you, and he could continue to provide for you, and he could start, you know, healing you. Right? From the inside out. That's all I wanted to share with you today, y'all. Simple, easy peasy. I'm not going to go any further than that. Okay, it's self-explanatory. Now you just got to make the decision. Take advantage of this summer, the summertime love. Self-love intended. It's intentional. Make sure you start loving yourself the way you deserve to love yourself. Ask God to show you in his eyes, from his perspective. Say, Lord, pour your love. Continue to pour your love on me. Introduce me to your love, and he will do just that in his word. And he has already showcased his love around you, and he will definitely give you the lens so you can start seeing and identifying his love. And it's going to make you feel so good, right? And you're going to treasure that even more, because now you see things differently, and now you can breathe differently. You know, that weight of the world, you don't even carry no more. Right? The load of your family members, you ain't carrying no more. Your children, you know, your adult children, I would say. You're not dealing with that no more. They got to work it out together. All you can do for them is pray for them, you know, and give them advice that is needed and leave it at that. Don't worry about if they're going to take that load, take that advice, and they're going to carry themselves. That's not your concern no more. It really isn't. Yeah, that's your baby, but that's a grown baby now. He or she has to start living that life. You done your job when they were babies, okay? And again, you know, all you can do for them is just love them, pray for them, and be there when you are needed. When you are needed. And that's just fact. And that's something I know for us moms, that's hard for us to receive, because we have been, you know, taking care of our baby's needs forever since they came out of our womb, you know, and it's hard to separate, you know, from doing that. But at some point, you're just going to have to say, Lord, I need you to help me to separate myself from this now, because now they're adults, you know. And it hurts when they don't need your service, or they don't need your advice, or they don't need you, but they want you. But when they don't want you, they need you. So you got to learn to walk in that and rest in that, right? And God will help you through it. Oh, yes, he will. He will help you through that. Woo, child, you may have your moment and you start may feel some kind of way and you feel rejected and all of that, you know. It don't feel good being rejected by your own child, but they're adults. You got to look at the fact that they are adults. They're young adults, yes, but what more can you do? You can't force them not to do certain things. They got to learn. They got to learn from their decisions. Just like I told my oldest daughter yesterday, y'all guys got to learn from your consequences. Whatever that choice may be, you're going to have to learn from it. Right? And, you know, I just pray for you on the back end, you know, and ask God to continue to cover you and be that cushion when you do fall from that decision you made, you know, cause there's going to be, and cause we all been there. Every one of us been there. Have we not? Mm-hmm. right? And of course, we don't want our babies to experience what we have experienced. It may not be the exact same thing, but you know, we made some dumb decisions, right? But it is what it is. It's life. And it's and life will teach you, you know, some things. And at some point, we just have to back away from that and let our babies learn. They have to learn. And they have to talk to God about it. They have to build a relationship with Him. That's the perfect time anyway, right? Who are we to go ahead and compromise that? You know, we got to let that, let God deal with it now, you know? And let Him deal with us. Let Him deal with us. But of course, you know, we are always going to be the parent. We're always going to be the mom, right? But we just pray for them and cover them in prayer and love them and be there when we are needed, right? So listen, y'all, I'll be back next week and continue on with this series of summertime love, right? Self-love intended. And again, this is called Drop the Load, right? And I will continue doing this until I'm done, honestly. And it won't be too long, but it'll be long enough. And I hope that each episode will be something that will be life-changing, that will definitely have you to start to, you know, really look at yourself and start making some major decisions, some major changes in your life, so you can go ahead and proceed forward to the new season that God has prepared just for you. So again, thank you all for your support, your love. Thank you all for still, you know, being there for me. I do appreciate you so, so very much. And so we're going to close out with a prayer. And again, guys, take good care of yourself. Okay. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the blessings. Enjoy the blessings. Right. So, God, thank you for this platform. Thank you for my family. Thank you for this opportunity for me to come forward and be a blessing to those who listen to the sound of my voice. Help us, oh Lord, to learn how to drop the load, to drop everything in your care, so we can be able to enjoy the life, the day that you have created and designed just for us. Help us, oh God, to wean off this titleship of, you know, being the helper or being the person to fix everything. We can't do that. Our body's not equipped to handle the demands of other people's trauma or drama. We have enough of our own. But even with our own, we still got to learn how to cast it all to you. Lord, help us, oh God, to be bold in our truth, to be bold in our movements, and to tell those individuals, I cannot carry your load no more. This is not my load to carry. It doesn't have my name on it. It's not my assignment, right? Help us, God, to just stand on our truth, to stand on that no, and to walk away from it instantly, so we can go ahead and focus on the needs that you have for us. We are in need, God, and we need you to help us. We need you to clean us out. We need you to deliver us. We need your help. We need your guidance. We need your strength. We need you to continue to provide, to cover. We need you to help us with our sanity, oh Lord. We need you for everything. Help us, oh God, to not get caught up in our own emotions and start being you, start taking dominance and kicking you out of the way so we can go ahead and do a quick fix. We've been there, done that, and we see how it has gotten us in deeper trouble. So help us, oh Lord, to not destroy our own selves, try to, you know, self-medicate ourselves, our problems and our issues, but just to cast it all to you, period. So we can enjoy life and enjoy it more abundantly. Thank you for your love. Thank you for teaching us your love. Thank you for reminding us just how loved we are by you. We give you praise, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, y'all.